You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The Kalamazoo Public Library recently announced its Reading Together selection for 2015. It's called The Living Great Lakes, Searching for the Heart of the Inland Seas by award-winning Michigan author Jerry Dennis. WMUK's Zinta A-Stars talked with Dennis about the book. It combines Dennis's journey across the Great Lakes with the environmental issues that shaped the lake's history.
The Cuyahoga River catching fire, and the terrible pollution problems in Lake Erie and in Green Bay and elsewhere around the Great Lakes. The controversy, of course, was over whether this was a problem that needed our attention or whether we needed to let the economy have sway and let industry have its way. And I think that controversy has slackened quite a lot, because now we're recognizing across all boundaries, all partisan viewpoints, that a clean environment is good for the economy. But it still rises up all the time. The one that's going on right now that is on a lot of people's minds is the Enbridge oil line through the Straits of Mackinac.
Yeah.
And, the possibility that these lines could rupture the way Enbridge's line near the Kalamazoo River did in 2010.
Now, I don't want listeners to get the impression that this book is all science. I've read it myself, and it's very much an adventure story. A big part of this book is this remarkable journey that you took across the Great Lakes in the Malabar. If you can give us some highlights of this journey that you took.
Getting on boats was it, and the Malabar especially. That trip was from Traverse City on Lake Michigan to Bar Harbor, Maine, and we got to go through four of the lakes. We didn't go up to Lake Superior because this was a delivery of the boat to a new owner in Bar Harbor, and then down the Erie Canal to the Hudson River in New York and up the east coast of the Atlantic to Maine. And it was just a perfect way for me to have some new ways of looking at the lakes and tell the story, not just from my own point of view, but from the point of view of the other people on the boat. There was a crew of five.
Yeah.
And several of them had never seen the Great Lakes. They were ocean sailors. So it was very interesting to hear their take on what they were seeing on the lakes.
And you also had an opportunity to look at some shipwrecks. I wonder if people in Michigan realize just how much is underwater.
There are literally thousands. I got to spend some time with a man in Canada who had spent his whole life, he was 80 years old at the time, had spent his entire life diving on shipwrecks in Lake Erie and had identified an area that he thinks is the densest concentration of shipwrecks in the world. And this was around Long Point, about in the middle of Lake Erie on the Canadian shore. And it's a big spit of sand bar that sticks almost halfway out into the lake. And, of course, Lake Erie is oriented east and west, so vessels sailing downwind or upwind at night in the early days, before radio and GPS, often would run aground in those sandbars and gradually be, blown to bits by the weather and waves. And so he's just found shipwreck after shipwreck. He found shipwrecks on top of shipwrecks. And he was able to chart them out and make maps of them and do historical research on each vessel. It was very interesting.
How can we inspire coming generations to be good stewards of the lakes? We've talked about how important it is, what kind of dangers loom over the Great Lakes. How do we inspire our kids and grandchildren?
Hands down, best way is to get them out there, get them on the water or on the beach, get them involved some way. It never fails. I have seen it happen over and over and over, hundreds of times with kids. When they get on out on the water in a boat or on the beach of the lakes, their reaction is the same as ours, probably yours and mine, no doubt, where you looked out, you see this immensity, you smell it, you hear the waves, you see the gulls coasting on the wind, and something happens, and you just feel a real connection to this unique place.
That was author Jerry Dennis talking to WMUK's Zinta A-Stars. Dennis's book, The Living Great Lakes, is the Kalamazoo Public Library's Reading Together selection for 2015. You can hear the full interview with Dennis on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.